is my profound pleasure to introduce
DJ 4Man.
Hello, me again. Pin back your ear holes and listen to this lot.
Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Here live at the Masonic Temple, Toronto, Canada, we bring to you
your MC champion,
Abdominal.
That's Abdominal!
That is Punk now.
Oh, man.
It's me, rhyming since 93. So if you're just finding me now, a lot of reminding to be done. To get caught up on the catalog, not a moment to lose, so get cracking, dog. I'll try to give you the time you need, but also need to be mindful of these fine peeps who are in my side seats. I was just a little snot-nosed rhyming geek, but really not much has changed. Same strangers to a range. Words in a rhyming manner, time and grammar, hitting you harder than a diamond hammer. Act cause I'm dropping jewels, but at the same time dropping fools who can't breathe this rarefied air. Not enough food to soup in the atmosphere to support their little bitty baby lungs, which will quickly collapse in the face of drums. The likes of these. Meantime, my mic light's green, which of course means that it's go time. I rock under pressure like a coal mine, excavating gems and devastating MCs who can't breathe. Puny fleas obliterate with these, till I'm standing alone on a precipice, ingesting this pestilence of eloquence that I've reaped below, making speakers glow bright green from being radio toxic. Fuck pop shit on the radio toxic. Overbeat be the job description. Son, I'm clearly one of the top picks in his chosen field, so you know the deal. Shut the fuck up and let the grown-ups talk. Eat your food, roll up, sip your soda pop. Perhaps even blow a bubble or two. But stay at the kids' table, the money is through. And speaking of through, I'm through to verse two. Format is all you.
I think I like a psychopath. I think I like a psychopath.
Another motherfucker saying the same thing. I'd be hurt, but I couldn't be blaming you, because more than a few be claiming through their raps is exactly that, but never half as fat as what they're hyping it up to be. Inevitably what it sounds like to me, and I'm sure to you as well, cause you're discerning clientele. Connoisseurs know how I can tell. You're listening to this. It's elementary, my dear format. Although I'm not a sleuth, stoop with a sore back, it's just simple deduction, my friend. Which brings us to the end of the beginning, although of course there's still more to come. But first we gotta let that chorus run. So run it. I'm good. Get it straight, I'm great. Could you demonstrate? Yeah, go tell your mates to gather round and check the sound of a dominant format throwing down. We're good. Get it straight, we're great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, we won't hesitate to touch down in your town. There's a dominant on the format going down. Quite a vague adjective, so let me try to present a more selective profile of precisely how good I am. First of all, I'm dope, not to mention the man. Fantastic, terrific, slick as the wickedest, hype, fresh, nice, magnificent, outstanding, slabbing above par, flawless, let's not forget best by far. Impeccable, exceptional, unparalleled, delectable, invisible, a very swell. Gripping, grand, glorious, impressive, envy, victorious, très bien, muy bien, muerto bene, out of this world, slash heavenly, amazing, totally awesome, rad, exquisite, superb, on point, plus bad. But yo, don't get it twisted, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning the shit, kid. And get that one straight too, not the shit meaning the shit, but the shit meaning great, dude. Stupendous, tremendous, excellent, tight, super smooth, ultimate, better than alright, superior, supreme, perfect, and treasured. These adjectives carefully measured to assure that you understood that, in other words, I'm good. Get it straight, I'm great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, go tell your mates to gather round and check the sound of a dominant format throwing down. We're good. get it straight, we're great. Could you demonstrate? Yeah, we won't hesitate to touch down in your town. It's a domino on the format going down.
Holding the king of the seven, I'm feeling lucky. So I was like, hit me. At which point my phone rang and it hit me. Did I mention a format? He should hit me. Off on the cell, he put my cards down and hit the talk button.
Andy, it's Matt. Let me ask you something, mate. I've just come from London. You know we're meeting with the label. They seem to want another hit. Are you available?
I was like, dude, you know what to do. Peruse through a few new beats and promptly hit me. Off with the beat tape, a letter, yet a disc. So when I'm writing, I can swiftly rewind the hitting drums. Couple of weeks of hits, I'll have written some. And I'll be kicking them just as soon as I can hit England. I hope that my plane won't be swinging from hitting turbulence. Or else I'll be hit with disturbances. Down in my gut, you know, nervousness. But when we safely hit terra firma, it's only right the first day we hit our palms together. Cause that's been the hip-hop reading like forever. After that, I'll probably wanna hit the mic booth. Adjust the mic so I don't hit my bright tooth. Once I hit my comfort level, hit record. Soon enough, we'll have another hit record. In fact, even though the song isn't done, by my count, that was 18 hits alone. And it's only verse number one. I use the word hit in many sentences. Listen how many hits I managed to condense in the first verse. In the second, I'm trying to rhyme as many words I can find to sound like it in the last third verse. Hit related metaphors, example. I bite more hits than mask I hit sample. Absent format, not doing what others did.
Step in the studio, it's just another hit.
Alright, I want you to listen to this next little verse. And if you feel like it, sing along. And if you don't want to sing along, maybe you can clap your hands.
As I sit, infinite scripts I can listen from the tip of the big clutch betwixt my digits lit. Strictly from the itty bit of sunlight that manages to slip through the curtain's thin slits. It's illumination adequate to the point that I can refrain from hitting electric switches, which is a good thing because it prevents my hydro bill from itching up to fever pitches. I'll be dimly lit, my raps exhibit wit, which would even shine through an Egyptian crypt. Ill-equipped lyricist that stupidly stepped to this. Surrender for fit shit, nitwit, quit, twit pits in verses. Versus the verses that this kid spits. Insist to persist, you'll cease to exist. So cease and desist, to meet with my fist, specifically your lips. Cause that's the gist when they get this after hits. When they get this after hits.
I use the word hit in many sentences. Listen how many hits I managed to condense in the first verse. In the second, I'm trying to rhyme as many words I can find it sound like it in the last third verse. Hit related metaphors, example. I bite more hits than mask I hit sample.
Absent format, musical brothers, kid.
Step in the studio, it's just another.
See, I got hits, kid. So many hits.
How many hits you got?
Lots. Exemplary metaphors, let me select a few. More hits than when you're playing blackjack with a deck of twos. More hits than Latin percussionists administer the wood blocks. More hits than Jimmy dropped the Woodstock. I'm not kidding, responsible for more hits than workaholic mafia hitmen. I need to make hits in the worst way. Hitting harder than a family of starving steroid injecting Mexican quintuplets arm with crowbar, smacking the shit out of a candy filled pinata on their birthday. Only hits when I write more hits than German surfing fetish websites. Yo, that is a lot of hits. More hits than Barry Bonds playing slow pitch in a disabled seniors league. More hits than doled out by the enforcer on a typical hockey team. Instinctively you wince from the slurring of hits, but if you're still unconvinced, a last example, and then I'll be finishing delivering more hits than Roy Jones Jr. in a 10-round barefisted cage match versus a sleep-deprived blindfolded Richard Simmons.
Are you ready, fella?
I use the word hit in many sentences. Listen how many hits I managed to condense in the first verse. In the second, I'm trying to rhyme as many words I can find it sound like it in the last third verse. Related metaphors, example, I fight more hits than mask I hit sample.
Absent format, he hit you like your mother did.
Step in the studio, it's just another hit.
Come on up. You hear that?
I make you laugh and giggle just like a little schoolgirl when I'm punching a mic. Me and a crap rapper, nothing alike, cause they crap and I'm not. Could you demonstrate? Why not? Let me take this little opportunity, so soon you'll see how you and me be different when it comes to fluency. The crowd be rooting me, get boo-witty. First two or three lines that you be polluted, the atmosphere with you get subjected to scrutiny. Stupidly oblivious to the soon to be mutiny. Gone the part of the crowd, eventually even your crew will be like abdominal. It's pretty damn good. Well, that's what I've been trying to say, man. Would you remove those bananas from your ear holes or pay attention in the long run? This will bring everyone less tension, and I won't be forced to have to hit you with these vicious battle raps. But really less battle raps than straight up facts, kinda like a news report. Untrue, fuck. You be this Jew's retort, you're losing sport. Can't you see the predicament? Nurse gauze and lots of ligament. Victim sent courtesy of a friendly neighborhood abdominal. Doing his best to fill our hospitals. They say he's some sort of musical vigilante. On a one-man crusade to do away with anything even remotely whack. He rips the lips off of rappers and frees the tracks. We really can't thank him enough. I love to shake his hand. Say thanks for taking a stand, evacuating the land of the uncreative and bland. Doctor, is it true when they say that he's as handsome as a deity? Like a chiseled Greek god. Plus nimble like a tree frog, but with the strength of 10 men, who each possess the strength of 10 men. In other words, the strength of 100 men. Nurse, please don't interrupt me when I'm in the midst of a descriptive homage to this folk legend. Rumor has it that he's bench pressing at least 400 pounds, and that's with the left arm alone. What about the right? Writing poems simultaneously, insane to conceive, but that's the type of MC that we're dealing with here. Highly creative, enunciation impeccable, delivery style versatile, very flexible, breath control unparalleled in his line of work. His rhymes will hurt these spineless jerks, yet he'll still find a time to flirt with all kinds of skirts. He should try a nurse. Keep your mind on your work, like he keeps his mind on the verse. When he's timing his words, you can set your clock to the rhyming you heard emanating from between the two lips of the ABT. I-N-A-L. Suckers think they swell, he'll be like, pray tell. They straight K-tell, whereas he be cold chilling, steady knocking villains out of mouths of supervillains, and then charging them for dental repairs. Laying them down deadly in the dental chair. Fasten a bib, a real no-brainer. Next step in the procedure, administer the Novocaine. I bet he get a more effective anesthetic, like a pint of chill rubbing alcohol for the vocally pathetic. Once they're snoring, the work commences. By this blood splattered, demented dentist, doctor abdominal extracting tongues, rendering whack rappers dumb. Some who look like they got a bit of endurance also get their lips sewn shut for assurance. I know it sounds harsh, but he can't be sympathetic in his war against the whackers. It's an epidemic spreading over cities, nations, and continents. Abdominal, heaven sent antidote through dopeness with the M on my chest. The microphonist.
Set for six like it is every day. Wake up to hit snooze all the way to 8. Like I also do every day, cause every night I stay up too late. Doing the things I should've been doing at 6. A vicious cycle that I can't seem to fix. Anyway, finally get up at 8. Eat some food, wash the plate, brush the teeth, and put the sneakers on. And keep the fitness up as the years keep creeping on. Do my little jog, get home, I gotta take out the dog. Bring the dog back, feed the dog. Stretch my legs, hit the bog. To have a shower, but throw on some sweats. Rest of the day set aside for writing, or so I expect. Until I open the laptop, 15 emails in the inbox, all pressing. Gotta reply, no choice but to push the writing aside. Clear the inbox, check the watch. Goddamn, it's already 2 o'clock, and I haven't even written a bar. But before that, I need lunch, man. I'm stuck.
This song's late. I need to compose rhymes. And into this to-do list, there's no sign. Stress and pass a glass of Bordeaux wine. Got a mountain of work, gonna be a slow climb. For
lunch? Man, I really want these chicken fingers, but I gotta watch my girlish figure as I age. Metabolism not the same, plus gotta live up to my name, cause MC Flabs just ain't gonna cut it. So I take the cucumber, butter the crisper, cut it, chop the carrots, slice the tomato, thinking a nice fresh salad is the way to go. But that of course requires prep time, a side effect of which means less rhymes at the end of the day, but still it's gotta be done already sometime after 3 following lunch. Time to write to these loops, hit the couch, eyelids start to droop. I'll have a quick nap, 15 max, then kick these slick raps. I'm woken by my phone ringing, it's friggin' 5:30. Gets my girl and she's finished work and heading home. She's starving for dinner, and so I guess these poems I have to wait till after that, spend some quality time with her, then craft these raps. The perfectly drafted plan, man, where did these hours go? I don't understand.
This song's late, I need to compose rhymes,
but I don't have my bag.
And into this to-do list, there's no sign,
but I don't have my bag.
Stress and pass a glass of Bordeaux wine,
but I don't have my bag.
Got a mountain or we're gonna be a slow climb.
Help me, boss. I need that. Yeah. I need that. Yeah.
Hold on.
I need that. Yeah. I need that.
Ain't nobody move.
Dinner done, light outside at a minimum due to the winter sun's daily limited run. It descended and sunk ages ago, only to be replaced by moon rays and the snow. It's achingly cold, but my dog plainly showing that he's straining a hold in a pending accident. So I rapidly fasten my jacket and grab some mitts, take him out to do his business. Soon as he's finished, trust, straight lyrical fitness. Get home, give him biscuits, pick up my pen, but just then my missus says, let's watch a funny show. She's upset from some stress in her day, and so I want a supporter, so we cuddle up and binge watch Bob's Burgers. She's dozing after 3 gaps. I sneak out slowly, so quiet be kept. Not for some quality abs time. Light the incense belt to write some mad lines. Reopen the laptop. 15 replies to the replies that replied. We're back at the top of the day. There go the rhymes. I wanna write them, but there's no time.
This song's late, I need to compose rhymes,
but I don't have my bag.
And into this to-do list, there's no sign,
but I don't have my bag.
Stress and pass a glass of Bordeaux wine,
but I don't have my bag.
Got a mountain or we're gonna be a slow climb,
but I don't have my bag. There is lots of other things I wanna tell you, but I don't have my bag.
Hey Andy, how you doing? It's Matt. I was just working on a track for you and wanted to just drop a little bit of it on your answer phone. Well, obviously I'd like to apply it to you, but I'll settle for the answer phone. So I hope you can hear it. So here we go.
My mind's racing, send rhymes to space, and it's almost like an automated process. The vibration of vocal cords take everyday CO2 as thoughts. Suddenly a whole new beast is born, snapping at the sunlight, lethal like Vishnu in a gunfight. Passing through glued windows, moving at the speed of spooked minnows. Liquid streaks of silver shimmering, rocking through pockets of sunlight glimmering. Like a prism in a sun shower, more spits than a sunflower, but devour flesh like fly traps. Ride waves of sound, surf high hats, but more than fly raps over dope beats. This is God reciting poetry to this lowly MC, chosen to be the channel for flow spoken to me. From up above, passed down on tablets of stone, so massive even Atlas would groan under the weight of the load. Contained in it, the fate of the globe entrusted to me. So when I bust on a beat, understand never less than 100%. NT sent me to defend the Earth's residents. Denizens of the nether regions, I'm like heaven's demon, cause even God in his purity's not naive. And he knows sometimes you gotta fight brimstone with brimstone. And this poem's hotter than a Bunsen burner and Satan's nephew's chemistry kit. Enemies get sent down the river Styx in the Reaper's gondola. This deep below the surface, your Motorola's got no reception, so you can't call home to find someone to console you like a sympathetic shoulder to sob on. Better tuck and roll because I love bombs. Abdom on stages with format, the ill record plagiarist.
Beware, demon. 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 Beware, demon.
the dynamic duo, we'll be back again. Another rapper's DJ, you better pack it in. You're lacking sense, trying to tangle with us, scoping the big bad bullies in the back of the bus, just smacking you up and stealing your lunch money. Cause such money can feel it just a touch. Hungry by the end of the day, that's understandable. What can I say? We got strong mandibles, plus the appetites to match. And on the sight, the wrath, like a vice to catch. It might be brash enough to hold designs on the throne. Meantime, can't even hold their own. In this court of rogues of thieves, clearly destined to be some Maxim C's. Believe me, I seen it, I'm milking times. They lack luster, we got that brilliant shine. With no designs anytime soon to dim the wattage. Dull MCs, yeah, you've been admonished. A ball is sent on the pack by format and abs. Cause baby, we're back.
We're here.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Back again.
We're here.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Back again.
And we're back again with the format. You're back again. Again, like a pack of lemmings. Competition meet tragic endings. Talking rapid, descending from tall precipices. All the death wishes. Granted, that guy was Paul Percy. In other words, out the window goes all mercy. With no Colt 32, just my trusty SM58 murdering dudes. Cause I'm a quick curse of one burst of verse. I'll leave these twerps immersive with a hearse of jet black. So like Mr. Brown said, get back. Before I get my back up, speaking of backup, let me get my back up. I'll back up and let Mac cut that wax up after which you guessed that I'm back up.
We're here.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Back again.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Back again.
At this point in the track, no point saying we're back. I believe that's been well established as fact. And far be it for me to be the deceased equine. Confused, make a beeline for that rewind mechanism and correct your vision. Well, technically, you're listening. Apparatuses, cause the status is formatted apps back in this. Cognizant of the fact that just by accident went back on the gist of my opening gambit. That is, not to be the horse that's inanimate, but still better than a live one. Understand, we haven't arrived, son. We've return, and phony ass DJs and rappers getting burned.
We're here.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Back again.
We're here.
We're back.
You don't know who it is, ho. Who's that?
It's a dominant on the format.
Who the fuck you thought it was?
Here is your host.
Hit the ground running, every movement calculated. Lethal mechanism complete with laser calibrated precision. Abdominal streamlined rap machine. But no need for any gasoline. I run clean, fueled by wind power. An infinite resource, so of course devour O2 voraciously like an asthmatic sperm whale. My breath the wind, my lung the sail. The deep blue sea beat is format beat, over which I maneuver between shores and reefs. Redirect on dimes, disrespecting time. Stretching lines.
Giving you a dope rhyme.
Is it because statement inadequate to accurately illustrate what's really happening here? Calling this rapping merely more capture, nearly the craftsmanship appearing on display. Can you
know what I'm saying?
No format, just dust on the wax.
Pick up the needle, clean it, now put it back.
Thanks for that, Mac. Can't you see the ease with which we communicate seamlessly? Need each other like milk and cereal.
Collaborating to make great material.
Cause flipping an acapella makes it a chore to rap.
But I get hyped when I write to a format.
B, we coming tighter than Venus flytrap.
Don't try to front, you know I got the fly raps.
Flagger than a para, sailing a parakeet, wearing a pair of aviator goggles on his beak. No lie, so fly when I float by.
Some ask the question, why?
To which I have to reply, it's both nurture and nature. Fucking with abs, you're flirting with danger. Like Icarus flying too close to the sun.
Others hit me and they don't want none.
Like DJs thinking the wax is hot like lit candles.
But you can't handle
the format.
Got more soul than a sample.
And with samples, you move your spinal. Check the way my man handles the final.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
I got
corner.
Is a teabag format. We need three cups plus sugar and milk.
A few spoons
to stir it all up.
But be careful.
Shit is hot
like lava.
Hotter than a fat fuck.
Jogging in a sauna. Hotter than eating a jalapeno pepper.
Straight out the jar in a flaming car.
Me and Aunt Biggie be raising bars. Straight slaughtering snares, kicks, hi-hats, and bass guitars. While your record is a waste of paper, ink, and breaks. And getting no play like Clay Aiken's ball.
No play. Similar to self-hating hermaphrodites. The size of a domino bus wrap so tight. What rat says.
It's like endless of young boys.
Girls screaming like my vibrating tongue toys.
We separated at birth. That's demonstrated in the verse. It's orchestrated and rehearsed. Abs and D on stage go to work. The spectators go berserk when we be saying these words. Records playing in a blur format with beats that make your neck
turn. Turn the mics up.
Turn the lights down.
Turning wax on the table supplies the sound.
B-boys turning on the ground.
Probably keep turning till the earth stops turning around.
Now I'm guessing it's refreshing to be checking MCs of this caliber, gripping the mic tight like Arthur did Excalibur. Surf format of the round tables with dabs and beats. It's like the stuff found in Fable.
Fuck entertainment. DNA B gon' invade the stage and rain more than Vader. Fuck rain, we're more than rain. We're hail, so hail. Hip-hop's hottest para-Canadian rhyme sayers.
And the UK's hottest beatmaker slash
the hottest fingertips to ever grace a record player.
Basically the hottest trio,
bringing beats and flows
hotter than a Cole Walker steam and toes.
We separated at birth. That's demonstrated in the verse. It's orchestrated and rehearsed. Abs and D on stage we go to work. The spectators go berserk when we be saying these words. Records playing in a blur format with beats that make
all
your
neck jerk. All four men wanted was a little ditty. He could finish ending, so he said he's Siggy. You got anything to give me? So I scribbled on a piece of tissue with a pencil and scripted the illest lyric ever written in the history of fingers.
Over the feet with the flu loop, get loose. Shoot the gift of gab ass. Smooth like a baby in a zoo suit. More flavor than a bowl of Fruit Loops. Your style's what comes on my poop shoe. Play like wearing true boots.
And it's a stupid move.
Try to foolishly prove
anything to these two super dudes.
You do need a clue.
It's no use.
I'm trying to shoot hoops
versus midgets.
Zooted off of glue fumes.
Your style's like white people
wearing moo-moos.
By foo-boo.
Repentance praises Zulu.
Confused who say the least.
Even your crew knew
that you'd lose
before this tune was through, dude.
We separated at birth. That's demonstrated in the verse. It's orchestrated and rehearsed. Abs and D on stage we go to work. The spectators go berserk when we be saying these words. Records playing in a blur format with beats that make your neck jerk.
Get up, get up.
Auto-tune pop singers, Botoxed wrinkles, manicured fingers, tightly packed food. Man, you can even find wrapped fruit. Ironic, even the most fruit already have their own natural peels. But I guess the Saran option appealed more in marketing groups. And so they carved up the fruit into stark little cubes for people living in stark little cubes. Now don't get it twisted, I got nothing against people existing in condominiums chewing on fruit shapes. I'm aware space and time are limited these days. And so people gotta do what they gotta. I get it, so far be it from me to knock the hustle. Consider this more a general observation, and that is things are too clean for my tastes. And man, I miss the dirt. Dirty back alleys, dirty stain on my shirt. Dirty buildings and dirty old cities. Dirty old floppy gun augmented titties. Dirty unquantized drums. Dirty crumbs and dirty diners frequented by dirty bums. Yes sir, I miss the dirt. So fuck a bar of soap, man, I wanna feel the earth between my toes just like nature intended. Cause things are too clean and impeccably tended. Everything's sterilized, spotless and white.
And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight.
Plus let's not forget sound, you heard me?
Yes, I get dirty.
So don't disturb me with hand gel, cause I prefer to be
very dirty and dusty.
Trust me, natural must be musty.
The dirtiest thing in sound down to the ground.
Abs and format keeps it dirty when we're throwing down. Everything's sterilized, spotless and white.
And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight.
Plus let's not forget sound, you heard me?
Yes, I get dirty.
So don't disturb me with sanitizer, I prefer to be
very dirty and dusty.
Trust me, natural must be musty.
The dirtiest thing in sound down to the ground.
As a format, we keeps it dirty when we throw it down. These days, everything designed to hide the so-called blemishes. Filters, Photoshop, gym memberships, all of the obsessive quest for perfection. or release the perception as such in our social media presences. But the flip side to that, of course, is if we're all using those same tools, then it's inevitable that we end up looking identical, like fish in a school. But my school was that original hip-hop philosophy, which taught to me, always be an individual and never copy. Which kinda means embracing your supposed blemishes, cause they're what distinguishes you from all of them fishes swimming around out in a sea of humanity. Cause why be a school fish when you could be a manatee doing his own thing, unique, quirky, beloved by all, and most of all dirty. Substrate mud wallowing, fuck following, primarily solitary, just gobbling hydrilla plus leaves of mangroves. So next time your self-esteem ranks low, just channel your inner sea cow. Be proud, yo, have you like me now? To the world while rolling in the proverbial mud, get dirty and fuck washing up.
What are your pet peeves? What annoys you most?
I hate when you're stuck in traffic and that guy next to you rolls down the window and plays that boom bang ding box radio so loud with a rap song into the guy is singing that you do it with your bitch till somebody dies. It's not even a tune. Somebody is just declaring.
Everybody is upset with that. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Most people, making my acquaintance, agree that I'm a laid back dude, but occasionally I must confess I feel that stress on my chest. So I wrote this song in an effort to express my distress in the form of some raps over a fresh beat. This here's a track about my pet peeve. So whether you be the perpetrator or sympathetic, sit and check it while the DJ spins the record. First of all, man, one thing that disturbs me is when you're on the subway at the end of your journey. So you collect your shit, make your way to the exit, doors open, but before you even step in the direction of the platform, this fat ignoramus waiting to board the train charges like you are a matador. What's the matter? You're in need of some patience. Your hasty display almost made me miss my station. Let me explain, like simple and plain, the conductor won't leave till you're safe on the train. So let the people out first, refrain from barging, and the system won't stick like a tray with margarine. We're just getting started, so if you're harboring some of these bad habits, then check the app shit for further tips how to improve your behavior, cause that was just the tip of the glacier. I swear I'm not a bitter person, but all these little things can sometimes leave you cursing. It's enough to make you clench your hands tight when you're on an escalator, walk left, stand right. How much smoother our lives would be appearing if we could reduce all these minor irritants. So if you're with me, join hands in the fight against those who refuse to walk left, stand right.
You're getting angry now, I can see.
I'm upset.
Annoying scenario two, you're out shopping for groceries. The cat behind you's following awfully closely. You just know he's gonna end up in line behind you, smashing his bug against your ankle sinews. Sorry to force the rhyme, but you of course knew I meant sinews. Regardless, sure, you've been through similar scenes, so my wrath will register. How about when they open up a new cash register and that same cat behind you waste no time to make us move to be first in the new line? Rude's an understatement. We've been waiting longer than you. Really, man, come on. What the hell's wrong with you? Did you think I was waiting specifically for that one cashier who's particularly gifted, really capable of bagging canned goods and calculating subtotals? Sadly, pal, you're mistaken. Like you, I'm trying to exit soon as possible humanly. So how it's gonna work between you and me is if you're behind me in this line, read the fine print. You're still behind me if the line splits. And seeing as how we're speaking so frankly, the same rule applies to airplane bathrooms and
this is no change. Good. This is no damn good.
I swear I'm not a bitter person, but all these little things can sometimes leave you cursing. It's enough to make you clench your hands tight when you're on an escalator, walk left, stand right. How much smoother our lives would be appearing if we could reduce all these minor irritants. So if you're with me, join hands in the fight against those who refuse to walk left, stand right. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a happy guy, my glass is half full, but still life can sure be full of minor hassles with all these assholes walking the streets. So let me take the time while I'm rocking the beat to speak on it, man. My plan for this verse is to be stating like a list of the shit that I find most infuriating. For example, when you're at a restaurant that offers free drink refills, or so you thought, cause when you try to take advantage and find your waiter, he's more elusive than an albino alligator.
Or how about in a party scenario? You tell a joke to this dude that you barely know, and then in front of everyone he repeats it, gets the whole party thinking he's a comic genius. Speaking of parties, ever had a birthday where your best friend says, sorry man, there's no way I can afford to buy you a present? Next day he's like, check my new shoes, they're the freshest. And cause the same friend's always in the red, you lend him some dough, but when he repays the debt, it's not a lump sum like how you lent it, but a five here, ten there, it's like you already spent it. I gotta end it, but believe me, I could go on. I could write an album on this, not just a song. One last pet peeve before I go, it's when kids burn my sh**. Then tell me at a show.
I swear I'm not a bitter person, but all these little things can sometimes leave you cursing. It's enough to make you clench your hands tight when you're on an escalator, walk left, stand right. How much smoother our lives would be appearing if we could reduce all these minor irritants. So if you're with me, join hands in the fight against those who refuse to walk left, stand right.
In closing, do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to impart to the audience?
Please stand to the right when using the escalator.
Brothers out there with sisters, keep it.
My, Mike, you look so funny.
You mean funny, ha ha, or funny she?
I mean funny, yeah.
I got a sister, she's hot, and quite frankly, I'm not. For those of you who might be a little dumber, that makes me her ugly brother. And that's what this song is about. So if you got a sibling hotter than you scream and shout, come on, let it all out, those years of pain. Cause me and Format feel the same. For my first 3 years, I was an only child, but I guess to my parents, I was looking lonely wild. I laid up in the crib until one of them said, let's have another kid. To which I replied, hell no, don't do it. But all they heard was, oh, what a cute kid. And Alan, just look at his precious little baby frown. He can't wait to have his new sibling around. From that point on, I had nothing to lose. I'd interrupt the move whenever my dad would try to bust a move. I'd throw the ill f***ing tantrum until they send my boobie again. She'd be like, oy vey, chill, grandson. But I just keep screaming until my mom would run in worry. My dad mad steaming from the sexual tension. Until one week I caught a throat infection that left me unable to evoke a sound. My parents slept in a separate room, but I knew what was going down. And sure enough, 9 months passed, I got a brand new baby sister, and I can already tell she's gonna be a pain in the ass.
I got a sister, she's hot, and quite frankly, I'm not. For those of you who might be a little dumber, that makes me her ugly brother. And that's what this song is about. So if you got a sibling hotter than you scream and shout, it's really not a reason to be feeling blue, cause me and Format know what you're going through. So the years pass, and like B-boys, me and my sister mature. At high school, I rolled with the nerds, puny kid with orthodontic working glasses. My sister's the polar opposite, cutting classes, smoking grass in bathrooms with heavy metal dropouts. How can I put it? She was a knockout. Now get off the phone with the shrink's receptionist, because I'm not incestuous. It's just I think it's safe to guess that it's not my sister's in-depth political perspectives that's so fascinating. Duty's Tasmanian devil tattoo, Budweiser shotgun, and contemporary caveman. I'm not bitter, my sister's hotter than me. I had a crappy hand in the genetic lottery. My parents laugh and say I was the practice run. Then my mom feels bad and says,
you have inner beauty, son.
What does that mean? Hot fucking tonsils, girl. Girls are hostile cause my eyes are smaller than my nostrils. Modeling agents telling my sister she's sure hot. Only gigs I'm getting are as the before shot for electrolysis clinics. Lack of action make a meager chronic cynic, but at least I'm not alone as I wallow in my misery. Just take a look at Format as he stands next to his sister. She's a heavenly vision, slender like a swan's neck. When it comes to Format, God's like,
no comment.
To make a Sasquatch think, what a freak. Behind the tables he looks like a nose dropping beats.
But Abs, isn't that like the pot calling the kettle black?
True, cause when we face each other on stage, it looks like a goddamn fencing match. Just no better when we stand back to back, cause then we come across as some sort of human pickaxe. So if you're like us, ugly with a hot sister, then straight up, might I be so bold as to suggest
that we can arrange a swap, mister. Ah, yes. This one right here is a little love song I wrote. But it's not a song about my love for my girlfriend. Nor is it a song about my love for my family. Oh, no, 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 no. This song right here is a song about my love for fast food. So do enjoy. I got a passion for fast food, that's undeniable. I like my food fried until everything be that same uniform shade of golden brown. But don't pat it down, please, cause the grease be helping it slide down the hatch more easily. Drive-thrus on the other side of the road be teasing me, beckoning and calling like culinary sirens, making me wanna divert my tires and just hop the median to get my hands on some fries and a patty of meat in between those two sesame seeds buns. Though it leads to the runs when I eat tons, I still need some. Here's my attitude. So if you spot a Kentucky, we're passing through. Cause hammer's gone, but the popcorn chicken remains. I can't get enough of those chicken remains. So you behind the window pane up the drive-thru, lick me up a family size. Dude, plus could you slide two packets of sauce? One BBQ, one sweet and sour. Add a little flavor to this meat that I devour on a basis that's too frequent to describe it as just regular. Tofu is the god. Fuck it, I'll stay secular. I worship fast food as the one and only diety. The only real sin in this religion is a diet. See, my confession booth be the drive-thru microphone. I get excited when my meal tastes like it wasn't made at home. If I want it home cooked, I stay at home. I want artificially enhanced chickens with more meat to the bone. Hitting 50 hot wings at one sitting. When I say fast food's my life, I'm not kidding.
No, I swear to God, I'll do it. 50 wings, suicide, right now. Let's go.
If fast food's wrong, then I don't wanna eat right. I'll probably get fat, and my dentist says my teeth might fall out of my head. But hey, that's my problem. Cause if the grub is greasy, I'ma gobble it. If fast food's wrong, then I don't wanna eat right. I'll probably get fat, and my dentist says my teeth might fall out of my head. But hey, that's my problem. Cause if the grub is greasy, I'ma gobble it. My fast food fetish is no flash in the pan, pun intended. I was sipping Shamrock shakes when they were invented. I ate chicken McNuggets the first week they were available. I ordered so many that the girl behind the counter thought I wasn't capable of eating them. But of course I did it. Whether it moose clucks, bleats, grunts, or ribbons, stick it in the deep fryer. And it's all food to me. When I'm in Quebec, I catch wreck on some poutine. The routines wake up 12 donuts and a chiller. If meat is murder, then I'm that serial killer. Cause I tend to mangle junior bacon burgers from Wendy's. They always tempt me to be a Jew who's friendly with pork products. But don't tell my rabbi, he'll be like,
"Oy vey, that abs guy is definitely getting struck down.
If the grease doesn't get me first, but before my major arteries burst, I got one last chance to chase my blues away by linking up a dime bag worth a Toonie Tuesday. That's 10 chicken pieces plus 5 orders of fries. And as a matter of fact, could I get it supersized? See, if I'm going out, at least it's on a full belly. And that right there is the left field philosophy. Hey yo, that's our philosophy. When it's time to go, it's on a full belly. If fast food's wrong, then I don't wanna eat right. I'll probably get fat, and my dentist says my teeth might fall out of my head. But hey, that's my problem. Cause if the grub is greasy, I'ma gobble it. If fast food's wrong, then I don't wanna eat right. I'll probably get fat, and my dentist says my teeth might fall out of my head. But hey, that's my problem. Cause if the grub is greasy, I'ma gobble it. In the dumps, low, running on empty, overwhelmed by life with no energy to even keep afloat. Weight of the world on your shoulders, feeling no hope. Ninth inning, back against the wall. People doubting you, thinking you'll fall. Thinking yourself that you might fall, but still trying to convince all of them you're standing tall. No plan, everything falling apart. So much to do, but don't know where to start. Tired, sick, need a vacation. Not eating right, back aching. Need a shower, need a shade. Need 8 hours of sleep, need to be saved. But no one there to save you other than you.
but you don't know the way to. No roadmap, no signpost, just far darker than when your eyes are closed. Well, that's the sweet spot. Time to see what you got. Deep inside, feel that fucking hunger. Life thinks it's got your fucking number. Bring it on. To put it bluntly, life's about to learn. I'm still hungry.
I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry.
Breathing. As the saying goes, well then there's more right with you than wrong. I don't believe in praying, and so I rely on myself to be strong. But the key's to be strong and not how to get there. So nothing wrong with deriving strength from prayer. If that works for you, it doesn't hurt anyone. Then more power to you, who am I to judge? Cause life's hard enough without questioning how people stay tough enough to cope with their own battles. Cause life packs a heavy fucking arsenal. Health problems, addiction, poverty, war, famine, terror, atrocities. But this song not meant to focus on those, but rather on the resilience humans show in the face of these things. So once again, so long as you're still breathing, even if that breath is ragged and racked with pain, smile, drag it into your lungs and then back out. Repeat, move forward, never back down. Even if you're crawling at a snail's pace, you're still hungry for life. Have
I'm
a taste.
I'm still hungry. 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 I'm still hungry.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like a lot of you, people often ask me, what do you do? To which I reply, I rap. To which they reply, yeah, but besides that. To which I reply, not much. To which they reply with awkward coughs and such. Until I feel compelled to elaborate. This is not a hobby, do it for my salary, mate. I've been doing so for well over a decade. See, I get paid for putting pen to page, performing sets on stage. And when selectors play my record, let's just say that at the end of the day, that's how I collect my wage. At which point they inevitably say, damn, that's how your expenses are paid? Yes, that's what I'm attempting to say. Well, that's great getting to do what you love every day. And yes, it may seem like I'm living a dream, but hey, there's much more to it when you go behind the scenes.
Well, rhymes and beats is the life I lead, which I know might seem all nice and sweet, but take the time to peek at what's behind the scenes. You might agree there's more to it than what the eye can see. And what I mean is when the lights and screams subside, well, geez, there's deadlines to meet. Lawyers with high fees, late nights without sleep. Sign up for these I never did when I decided to
now
MC.
Don't get me wrong, I know for a lot of people I'm living the dream, collecting green from spitting 16s with no 9 to 5 and no cubicle, just rhyming live in the studio. I don't take it for granted, I understand it. It's a blessing that my music allows me to travel the planet. But like most things, there's another side most won't witness. For example, show business. And my experience is more business than show. So instead of ripping flows, I'm sitting composing emails for half of the day, tapping away on my Mac in a cafe, just tracking my pay, or taking care of other tedious administrative details. Necessary, but very derailing of most attempts of writing raps. This is behind the scenes of my life, and I'm inviting you back.
We're going to take an in-depth look at the recording industry.
Well, rhymes and beats is the life I lead, which I know might seem all nice and sweet, but take the time to peek at what's behind the scenes. You might agree there's more to it than what the eye can see. And what I mean is when the lights and screams subside, well, geez, there's deadlines to meet. Lawyers with high fees, late nights without sleep. Sign up for these I never did when I decided to MC.
Struggle to survive.
I guess you can call this my 9 to 5.
Give me a chance, man, I know I can rock it.
But it's not that easy.
I'm putting money in my pocket.
Follow your dream as the the same goes. Well, in my case, I'd be displaying insane flows over breaks. Yo, but wait, no one ever told me that the pay's low unless you're Drake, bro. Wait, yo, I started in the middle, now I'm lower. My 9-to-5 high school friends are homeowners, just raising their families happily while I'm in this freezing department chasing this rapping dream. Now, I do what I love and I love what I do, but if you think this is easy, you must be new. There's so much more to it than just rhyming words together. There's marketing, accounting, answering fans' letters, grant applications, dealing with the press. Man, I'm reeling from the stress, I can feel it in my chest. Nonetheless, I'll keep pursuing this dream, but just know there's more to it when you go behind the scenes.
Well, rhymes and beats is the life I lead, which I know might seem all nice and sweet, but take the time to peek at what's behind the scenes. You might agree there's more to it than what the eye can see. And what I mean is when the lights and screams subside, well, geez, there's deadlines to meet. Lawyers with high fees, late nights without sleep. Sign up for these I never did when I decided to MC.
As if you didn't know, my name is Abdominal. I'm the sophomore format release. Lots in store cause we dropped again, but this time with a slight twist. I brought a friend, also hailing from the snowy north shores of Canada. Format fans, I introduce to you the man of the year, but I would even stretch so far as to say the decade. Watch him go crazy when the records play. So please join me, ladies and gentlemen, in giving you nice. This format, welcome to MC Decisive.
Thank you.
Since 1908 to the O, I've been taking control. Blazing the globe with the blue flame flow. On a chase for the throne with the flow so dope and smooth. You think I was a toupee zoner. And I can't stop till my name's known. And I got love like Raymond Barone. Hip hop proclaim, illest master of ceremony. Ever born on Canadian soil. Even if I got a sore throat and a cold sore, forms in the corner of both lips, making it harder to open my mouth and blurt out these opuses. I'ma rock till I don't exist alongside Abdominal in format, watching the crowd throw their hands up like horseshit.
Abdominal flipping the intricate like Asian origami. Behind me, a wake of devastation like the course of tsunamis. And swarming armies could have forced me from my chosen path. A juggernaut with a microphone in his grasp.
Check the way back.
You can't see us like needles in haystacks
when we rock.
Nowhere to focus the spotlight
on Decisive.
And Abdominal then amplify the heightness with a beat
by this format.
We're not just tight with Ziploc.
Calling all cards, we just got one Indecisive and Abdominals on a song. Taking the law in their own palms back to back in a pose similar to Jean-Claude. Superimposed in the poster is both men playing his own twin brother in the plot.
Whether you root for the Leafs or follow Man U. Unanimously called on this olive tan Jew with this two-man borderline albino crew for your musical needs. Cause over looped up beats we weave effortlessly. In and out of snares and bass kicks coming tighter than a Cher facelift.
Do you believe in life after love?
I hope so, cuz once you touch the mic, you get no love from any zone. Yo, D, grab the mic and just drop your fucking pole.
Ready to blast off and blast y'all with just one stroke. Like Luther Vandross getting handjobs from a tan blonde with the pants off, but a hands on his man sausage in his own song on the Sam.
Check the way back. You can't see us like needles in haystacks
when we rock mics.
Roadies nowhere to focus the spotlight
on Decisive.
And Abdominal then amplify the heightness with a beat by this format. We're not just tight with Ziploc.
Y'all cats rap fast. I can't grasp that. Oh, damn big words. I done thought I misheard. Then I rewind. Got worse the second time. Abdecisive format. Sorry, boys, but you're crap.
Pick up the paddle to kick off this lyrical table tennis. Spit sacred like Fleming to sink of the papal dentist.
And I go in a mic fight by using the same line twice, ripping ears like a mic fight.
Versus Vincent Van Gogh, sorry Van Gogh. Even the Pillsbury Doughboy sees your damn side.
When Abdomen D, Siggy Star, y'all can't touch us like inserting tampons with pants on.
The endless can't come, man, easy to see.
We getting played all the way to the BBC.
Leave leaving you 3 feet deep like a dead midget.
Flowing in the river like a widget in a Guinness. Pissed cause he couldn't make the swim team.
So just swam his final race off Schitt's Creek.
So don't forget, we crazy swift.
I'm Eddie Burstein.
And I'm Derek Chris. Off, pissed off with kids who spit soft rip offs. Contaminated hip hop with shit songs. And like crisscross, their careers need pit stops. When we in the mix, pause, check the way. Like needles and haystacks when we rock mics. Mummies know where to focus the spotlight on decisive. And a domino then amplify the hypeness with a beat by this job. Format we're not just tight with Ziploc.
My name is Abdominal, watch me rip this beat up. Pull a seat up, you don't wanna miss this. Cause I can rock a rhyme from Halloween to Hanukkah. Stunning the typical numbskull out of his complacency. Mainstream or underground, it's all the fucking same to me. Plain as he can blatantly whack. Not trying to be rude, I'm just stating the fact that I be hating the raps that be laying to wax these days. So I'm taking it back, but not back to avant-garde old school period. Get back to a place where you need skills, period. As a participation prerequisite, things like flow, breath control, intellect and wit. Self-evident for any MC worth of sodium. Till you get it, stay out the microphone, you crumb. It's just a prerequisite. This is a prerequisite. We stick to a basic approach. Raps over loops, but some people try to get cute and say that's been done before. It's not innovative. Well then riddle me this. To be considered creative by that logic, I'm forced to invent a new form of music which I must present. But I already got a type of music that I like. It's called rockin' mics. And before my leaving in pursuit of alternate career paths, I'd like to master this craft. I bring innovation through my level of skill. Still skeptical, well I expect that you'll redirect your perspective and chill. Once you chew on this, cause it's been done, I shouldn't be doing this. That's like saying Coltrane was at fault, bro. Cause Charlie Parker already played the alto. And since Shakespeare wrote plays, I guess Beckett shouldn't have had his saying. Cause Gandhi took a non-violent approach. Luther King Jr. should be reproached for adopting the same ideology. Obviously knowing the fact my philosophy is family traditions to direct your progression. And that's a statement, not a question. It's just a prerequisite. This is a prerequisite. Now I'm not trying to come across as cynical or jaded, but one thing unique about hip-hop that sometimes I hate is the fact that 60% of the cats that come to shows be like,
bro, we make rap tracks,
and dig into the knapsacks and pull out a fat stack of raps that they proceed to spit. Not spit meaning rhyme, but spit meaning spit. Lit, so really all over my face. It's cool that you're eager, but do give me some space. I'm just off the stage, dressed and rocking the place. I'm tired, I'm sweaty, please give me some space. Not to mention that I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying. Right behind you, yeah, that's a DJ play. And there's already raps on those beats, see, which means making out yours is not easy. Better to give me a CD with your tightest three tracks. I'll listen, then write you with my feedback. Not to say that I'm against a friendly post-show hello. Put it this way, say you play the cello. I'll assume it's safe to say you wouldn't bring that thing to a show in its case. And as soon as the symphony finished, track down Yo-Yo Ma to play a little Shostakovich. Or suppose you took your girl to the ballet. Afterward, you slip on tights and bust a jeté. Not to say that I'm a snob who's not curious about new MCs. Just I take this shit seriously. Build some skills and approach with some etiquette. In other words, follow those parts and some patient prerequisites. It's just a prerequisite. This is a prerequisite. Well, hello and welcome. If you can wipe your feet on the doormat, please come in. Oh, format, we got company. Where's my manners? Let me take your coats. I hope you're hungry for some flavorful quotes, which I whipped on myself. I'm really hoping that you like it. I call it the Godomino Special. I either hype this format,
I think he's still in the kitchen, slaving over platters, you know, cooking rhythms. Come again? Oh, we said that the beats are finished. I guess all that's left to do is just to mix it. You say you wanna help, okay, how about you set the table and what's this? A beautiful patch cable for me? Really, you shouldn't have. Please excuse me, I'ma just go and grab a spare input to keep your gift fresh. Format, where's the food? It's rude, we have guests. Dinner served, so yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, cooking up the splendid concoctions. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior. You need seconds? Yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, whipping up the splendid delicacies. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior. Okay, you're right here, and if you could sit there. Format needs a chair closest to the kitchen in case he needs to fix the snare, which I'm sure will be crispy enough. We're all hungry, but before we talk in and stuff our faces, we really must say grace. It's my turn, so here goes. Lord, thank you for the banging beats we lace, and of course the microphones that we rap into. Amen, that's true, so let's eat. Pass the loops, bro. Soup, no, I said loop, so delicious with the fish, it's nutritious. Serve with roasted wrapper, that's the first dish on my wish list. Just gobble it up, then proceed to lick the plate clean. Taste the cuisine whipped up by the great team. A culinary expert's abs in a digit between 3 and 5, followed by a non-shiny finish. Format for the punchline inept. Keep eating, cause there's tons of food left. Really, you'll just have to take some home with you. Dinner served, so yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, cooking up the splendid concoctions. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior. You need seconds? Yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, whipping up the splendid delicacies. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior. Get the feeling that everybody is ready for dessert to be served. But before we bring it out, I got something to say first. Abdominal Junior, you will get nothing, young man, until you finish those breaks on your plate. Cause all across the land there be starving MCs who'll be happy to rock the beats like these. You should be a little bit more considerate and think of this before pushing your dish away without finishing it. And while I'm at it, get your elbows off the damn console. Really, where's your manners? I'm ashamed to have to scold you right in front of our guests, but you leave me no choice. I'm truly sorry that I had to raise my voice, but my son's behavior's simply inexcusable, and if I don't see some improvement soon, my fuse will blow. Is that clear, mister? Good, I'm glad we understand one another. Now go help your brother, little format. Clear the table, put the leftovers in some Tupperware, so tomorrow we'll have supper prepared. But what's that? You say you must be leaving? Such a pity. What a lovely evening. Well, thanks for coming. We must do it again sometime. I hope you ate enough of our beats and rhymes. Dinner served, so yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, cooking up the splendid concoctions. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior. You need seconds? Yo, come and get it. Abdominal in format, whipping up the splendid delicacies. Explosions of flavor, check the ill culinary behavior.
Well, they say that you never get a second chance to make that first impression. If that's the case, man, come on, just give me your unadulterated attention. Just a suggestion, especially for the people who never heard me before. If you're not 100% satisfied, get your money back from the store. Cause we're just that confident with this product, and it's so flipping hot that it's off the thermometer. It's the phenomenon that people be hopping on, so follow along on the app. Domino workout, working out with the verse that I shout into my microphone. More than words from my mouth, more like the end result of years of me just chilling in my river room, not giving a fuck about a goddamn thing except right in the illest tune. So feast your ears on precisely that. Don't mean to be bold, but I'm reciting raps. And at the nature of this animal, the kids you didn't know, but kids you didn't know, my name is the Domino. Reputation is the flip of flow, rip a foe, collect the dough, get a hoe, then hit the dough. Sip some more while kissing said hoe under mistletoe, and it ain't even Christmas, yo. Haha. And I'm Jewish anyways, man, so I'll probably kiss her under the mezuzah instead.
Yeah. I thought we could take this time to try to get better acquainted. I'm Abdomino, really the pleasure's all mine. I mean, I heard so much, I'm sure we'll get along just fine.
I keep in shape. I keep in shape.
Muscle flex.
I keep in shape and do my physical fitness.
I'm about
exhibit again without a doubt. You're listening in, so gather round, start assembling into a crowd, so that we can begin.
Reach fans, there's the checkered flag.
Rappers, you can pack your bags, cause you're not really needed here. Listen to the way even the people in the nosebleeders cheer. Soon as I step on a track, you can check your MC almanac. Says I'm a bag of chips plus all of that. MC stepping up or falling back. Call a quack for those dumb enough not to know they're not supposed to rock with pros. I rock with pros. Mock your flows, block your blows, chop your hoes, stop your show, shock your soul. Got to know there's lots to go, so don't go anywhere. Get your money's worth, not a penny spare. Speaking economically, this is probably the most syllables on any LP in your whole goddamn collection. Fool Schnickens, of course, the exception. Still, man, quite a steal. Unadulterated verses on a reel. Not a lot of repeating hooks you gotta skip through. Just quality raps you can flip to. Shake your hips to. Lose your shit to. Take a sip to. Put up your fist to. Talk to a chick to. Maybe get lucky, take it back to the crib to. Have a kid to. Or rather than a lid to.
Also suitable just to listen to.
I got a step to. So right now, let me bid you adieu.
I thought we could take this time to try to get better acquainted. I'm at Domino. Really, the pleasure's all mine. I mean, I heard so much. I'm sure we'll get along just fine.
Riding down the street.